Hello, I'm Stephanie Sinclair. I'm a lecturer in religious studies at the Open University, and I'm sitting here with Sophia Alam, who is the center manager at the Mariam Center in the East London Mosque. Sophia, can you tell me what is the Mariam Center?
Okay, so the Mariam Centre was established in 2013 primarily to accommodate prayer facilities for women. My role in the Mariam Centre is to develop projects that meet the needs of women in the community, to provide a service that supports women and women's rights, also to enhance their learning pathways, and to really empower them, through education, through social programs, through seminars and conferences that I hold on issues that relate to our community. So we have to look at the history of migration in this area. And of course, we had men and women. Obviously, the first generation had men who had come in, and then they later brought their families. And when a lot of the community came together, it was the 70s and the early 80s, where there was a lot of racism in this area. So a lot of the women stayed at home. There was a lot of the rag trade around this area, so a lot of people were working, especially women. They were working at home, or they were basically housewives, because the men were primarily the breadwinners, so they'd go out. But they were at a time where there was a lot of tension, so women kind of stayed indoors. But I think what happened in the late 80s, coming up to the 90s, was I think through religious institutions like ours, the East London Mosque, where people felt a bit more comfortable to come to, because it was a religious obligation to find out about your religion and to educate your children as the children were growing up. Also, in this particular area, the local authority worked really well with the communities to stamp out racism and fascism that existed so much in this area. And I think that gave the empowerment for women to come out of the houses. And as a community worker, I feel that, this is what I've worked on for the last 20 years, to get women out of the houses and empower them. And I think a setting like the Mariam Centre is that ideal hub where people can come together and they can thrash out their ideas. And really, the Mariam Centre could be whatever you want it to be. So, if they've asked for counselling, we've got counselling, we've got yoga, we've got a gymnasium, keep fit classes to karate classes, whatever people want. It's I think why we were successful is because we portrayed this mosque, or the Mariam Centre, as theirs. It was the people's. It didn't belong to the trustees, or it didn't belong to the workers. It belonged to the community. And I think that sense of belonging, the sense of it's our mosque, is really powerful, and I think that's really helped in terms of empowerment.